What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Save Data Cast, your generally bi-weekly gaming discussion show where we talk news, reviews, and this week, what we're hyped about for 2023 in gaming.
Whoa!
Bring some pure positivity to this week's stream. I'm your host, David, and joining me, as always, is the captain himself with a new mic cable. That's Zach.
That's true. folks, it turns out video games, they're all right.
The games are all right. And also joining us this week is the Ace Attorney himself. That's Pridge.
I predict at least 10 games will release in 2023.
Bold, it's a bold claim.
Bold.
I know, right? Might be a little high there, but I think at least 10 will release.
Okay.
How many games do you think come out on Steam like tomorrow? Like 12?
Yeah. Considerable amount.
Folks, if you were watching the video game news this week, you saw that Nintendo had a really cool Direct yesterday that got a bunch of us all hyped up. And you know who hypes us up even more than Nintendo? Our patrons over on patreon.com/savedatateam, where at the $2 level, you get access to the full VOD channel. At the $5 level, you get added as an NPC in our D&D actual play podcast, Saving Throw, which, by the way, go watch Saving Throw. It's really good. It's a really good show. And you also get to vote on a variety stream of the month. And at the $10 tier and above, you get your name included in this Patreon song that I'm going to edit in and post.
Thank them, gotta thank them all. Gotta thank them all, our Patreons!
Burger Bun, Fluff Guff, Sunayama, Philo, Kadabe, Hollija, and Sofino. HSM, Earnless, Crow Knight, Danny, Antilester, Kevin Asian, Shadow, Navi.
Don't forget Miss Megwinter, Tucko Sensei, Arky, Forensic Beck, Nicole, JFJ, Mystic Woody.
Leprechaun, Jacob L, Go Go, Zeppelin, Everstein, Boomer, Emily, Relive Jolie, The Red Fighter, DJ Moon, and Sherlock's T Flower, Silart, Ami, Borshock.
Don't forget A World or World, BBC One and Zoom, Diego Garcia, Al Knight, and DJ Moon.
Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rat, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Conjuring Scribes, Yo Croissant, Fofilla, Written Word, Shade the Punisher, Sevilla.
Thank them all, our Patreons.
That was right a really here. Good transition there, David.
Not gonna lie, went into the podcast, forgot about the Patreon thing, and had to just bring it back.
Nice.
Well, you did undo good.
But really, folks, I got hyped as heck from watching the Nintendo Direct this week. I think, based on our Discord that day, I think a lot of the people that watch us got pretty hyped. We got Layton, we got Ghost Trick coming, we got Metroid already. It just got released. And
yeah,
I want to talk about what all we're hyped about for this year. What's... Sorry. In the middle of that sentence, the poll in Twitch chat went up of does coffee smell good, and it really got me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What of the fuck? Have you seen the options?
No.
Yes. The options are...
Watch Saving Throw, let's go!
No, and watch Saving Throw. And what is coffee? It's really good. It's really good.
Seriously, go watch Saving Throw.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy the smell of coffee.
I don't even like coffee, but coffee smells good.
It smells so good.
Tastes like butt, but it smells so good.
Mm. I'm so glad we're on the same page on that, David. I'm glad to know that there's one other human being that feels the same way.
Listen, coffee tastes great. Tastes bitter as fuck, but I dig that shit, so.
You like Campari, don't you?
Oh, yeah, dude. Campari's so good. Campari's so good. Dude, I like fucking, what is it? Fucking the black licorice tasting ass shit.
Jägermeister?
No, not Jägermeister.
No.
I mean, that tastes like black licorice.
It does.
Why is it gone from my brain?
Oh, it's in absinthe. I love absinthe. Absinthe tastes
good. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Absinthe.
I mean, you put it into a cocktail. Small. You don't drink it alone. Let's be clear.
No, there's people that do.
Yeah, you do, and you pour like a you pour water over a sugar cube to help dilute it a little bit. Yeah, with the Absinthe
spoon. My sister loves it, so I got one of those and made her one, and she's like, "This is actually pretty good." So I let her keep a spoon because I was never gonna make that drink again. Yeah. Tasted horrible.
It's the weird shit where like growing up, this is super off topic. My grandpa used to take me to go get candy from the candy store. Sounds so old timey, and. He would get a bag of black licorice and I would get, you know, real candy. And in my head, I always thought like, this is like black licorice is so gross and you only like it because y'all had no sweetness back in the Great Depression. This is just what you had to live on. And so you're like, well, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. And to me, I'm like, this is so gross. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I like this nasty black shit. Anyways.
Also, chat, you did well making yes, coffee smells good and watch saving throw tied for the first place.
Y'all are well pros done. At getting well shit done. Tied. What the fuck?
Well done.
Yeah, I'm actually more surprised when a poll doesn't have a tie.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible.
Does anyone in particular want to start us off with some with like do we want to just talk about Zelda since I think we're all pretty hyped about Zelda?
Do we want to just do we want to talk about some of the obvious ones like
sure,
the
yeah.
giant let's, releases let's, that like that. Yeah, everyone knows about?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with the big old elephant in the room, get him out of the way.
Yeah.
Zelda Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. We got a new 2-minute trailer yesterday. It looks cool. I have a video queued up on YouTube for me to watch probably right after this. That's like an hour breakdown of the trailer, which is way too long, but I'm going to watch it.
No, I ain't doing that. I want to be surprised.
Like I'm convinced that it's a Twilight Princess sequel.
Because I know I'm going to play this game. I'm
convinced it's a hidden Twilight Princess like sequel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, anything I could get from one of these videos to prove myself correct is just like, yeah, I'll take it. hey, folks, that comes out May 12th. We're all going to be playing on May 12th, I'm pretty sure, day of.
Yeah.
Well, that'll definitely be a first reactions video, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I don't know which of us is going to play it. Probably you?
I currently don't have an Elgato, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be me then. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'll have played it several hours before you do, so.
It's true, I gotta work.
I'll just be there and talk about it.
But yeah, no, folks, Breath of the Wild, good game. Some would say 10 out of 10 game.
Some would.
Some would say
some would.
If they took out a couple mechanics, it would be 10 out of 10.
listen, some people would say that weapon durability was not nearly as bad as other people made it out to be, and they would be correct. So,
no, I did see like Reb Valentine quote tweet that picture of like the broken Master Sword that Nintendo tweeted today or yesterday, and it's just really like funny. It is like weapon durability confirmed, you cowards, or people who are wrong and don't like weapon durability. I'm like, I don't agree with you, but it's fine.
That's really good.
I want that game a lot. I'm very hyped for that game. I'm also very concerned it's gonna run like butt.
Yeah,
That's probably the biggest fear is how it's going to run, just because of how, I mean, they, you know, you expect it to be bigger and better than the last one, and that was like an early Switch game, and now we're on a late Switch game, and I am also worried about the same thing.
And the last one didn't run great either, if I'm being honest.
It definitely when the Switch came out, we were all very much swayed by the magic of it and the portability of it. And yeah, I replayed the game like 2 years ago, maybe 2.5. And I was like, oh, it's a little chuggy. It's obviously way better than, you know, something like Pokemon. But like, Pridge, you can attest, did Xenoblade 3 have any issues?
I had almost no issues with Xenoblade 3.
Yeah, so
I probably had like 2 total crashes in my, you know, 100 plus hours, and like 1 or 2 points where I did that thing where I jumped behind a barrel I wasn't supposed to, and then my character got weirdly stuck, like unable to escape from behind the barrel but unable to jump anymore. But like, I'd say like an extremely small amount of issues for a game I put a very large amount of time into.
I think in general, Nintendo first party studios are incredible at being able to push the hardware to the absolute limit. And I think hopefully,
did because we play this game the same Mario Golf?
Oh man, they don't give a shit about the sports games this gen. Like, like, let's just be clear. They didn't give a shit about the sports games this gen.
That's kind of true.
They're all unfortunately mid as fuck, and it's super depressing. But
I always forget that Pokemon is like first party, but also not.
Yeah, it's in a weird space.
It's like first party once removed.
Yeah.
Actually not a bad way to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very weird, but and the weird release schedule that they have to stick to is messing with them.
They don't have to,
for sure.
They just do.
Well, it's because they got the anime, the cards, they all have to release in injunction. I agree, they don't have to, but that would require them to be like, hey, we're gonna take a big cut in money this month because we gotta work some shit out. But
remember the president of Pokemon Company just over there wiping his tears with like 10,000 yen notes, like, oh man, we're gonna release late and make less money. Oh damn.
Yeah,
but back to positive. Y'all, did all of us see the trailer for Tears of the Kingdom?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's super cool that they're like putting vehicles and shit into this game that like the community jank made with the original Breath of the Wild physics, and they're just like, you know what? Let's just make this a thing. I don't know what extent it's gonna be, but even if it's just like the couple of things that they showed in the trailer, like that's still super cool, and I'm totally here for it.
And I'm genuinely so excited for this. I they don't have to show them anymore. Again, with the news this week of it being $70, I'm like, yeah, I think I was saying to Pridge before the stream yesterday, I was like,
yeah, you're talking. And
I mean, they could have charged me $80 and I would have been like, I mean, that sucks, but I am going to pay for this because I really do want to play this video game and I trust you to make it good. So we'll see.
Sad we didn't get to see Rehydrated Ganondorf. Yeah, we'll see him eventually. We'll see him all.
I know.
Rehydrated and not.
And if not in game, Rule 34 will provide.
Oh no.
Coming soon.
Honestly, I don't actually think the trailer they showed yesterday was really that good.
Yeah, it was just kind
of. I mean, I saw like a lot of enemies from the first game, and then the vehicle things, which I was whatever about. But again, I saw a couple of hints
towards like new enemies that looked cool.
It wasn't entirely old enemies. I'm like, okay, there's some goblins or whatever, and some
fucking bokoblins. Pridge, put some goddamn respect on their names.
Bokoblins, Bobloco, Bobobobobos,
George Stephanopoloblins.
But no, I mean, again, I don't really need any more trailers of this game. I'm pretty much going to get it. So it's just the waiting at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, checkpoint. Like there were flying enemies that were new. There was that weird golem-y construct looking thing that looked.
Minecraft machine
kind of looks like a reskinned rock thing that I don't remember the name of, but like still look cool. And there was like a brief moment where there is like a three-headed like Hydra-ass looking thing in the background of one of the shots that I saw just watching the trailer that looked. Dope as hell. I don't know if that's what it was, but it kind of looked like that. It was dark, so it was hard to see. But like, it looks cool. I'm excited. Breath of the Wild was good. Tears of the Kingdom was Breath of the Wild plus. So like, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. It would be incredibly unlikely for it not to be.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. What are some of the other like big ones that I know were that we're all? Probably looking forward to.
I
think apart from that, it does get a little like, what do you actually want to play?
I mean, how confident are we on Marvel Spider-Man 2 or Hollow Knight Silksong?
I think Spider-Man 2 I'm confident on.
Spider-Man 2 is a lock. Insomniac is insane. They just keep
they're bonkers with release schedule.
Everyone's and the fact like, they're going to miss it. And they're like, nope, nope.
They said Wolverine's coming out next fall. And I'm like, I believe it. Godspeed, Insomniac. You can do no wrong.
Yeah, so Spider-Man 2 is definitely coming out. I'm excited for it, but I'm also like, Miles Morales did feel kind of just like more Spider-Man 1. And I'm a little...
You know, I didn't even play Miles Morales. I feel bad.
It was good. Like, I think the Miles Morales as a character is more exciting than Peter Parker most of the time. So, like, I dig Miles himself.
But, I agree with that.
But, like, the villains for Miles Morales were kind of bad to the point where I don't even remember the villain's name.
Mr. Negative?
Right? No. For Miles Morales.
Oh.
Mr. Negative was, I think, the Spider-Man one, right?
Yeah, Mr. Negative was the main villain of Spider-Man one.
Oh, I was just thinking from the trailer, Mr. Negative showed up in that too.
He's there briefly in Miles gotcha. Morales.
Okay. Again, I didn't play Miles Morales.
Like, so. Most of the villains from the main game like make a brief appearance in Miles Morales, and then there's a actual like main villain. I still cannot remember the name of. But yeah, like I didn't think any of that stuff was all that different, so I was a little disappointed of how not different it was.
So I want to say
I'm a little concerned that it's going to be more of Miles Morales for Spider-Man 2.
One thing I heard,
I'm okay with that.
That got me so fucking hyped for this game. I was like, this would be the best Spider-Man game of all time.
No, was Spider-Man that... 2 Enter Electro for PlayStation 1?
was a you know, a fan theory that this game would be. You know, because they've made the mechanics of Spider-Man of Peter Parker and Miles Morales in separate games. You know, they combine them in this game. Mm-hmm. You start playing as Peter Parker, working with Miles to stop whoever. But at some point, fucking Venom is in the game. Mm-hmm. You beat Venom in the maybe midway point of the game or early on in the game, the first act of the game, we'll say. A little bit of the... symbiote, however the fuck you want to say
it. I just call it the goo.
Yeah, the goo.
the
black splooge gets on Peter Parker, and he or something, like he somehow fuses with the symbiote and he starts getting stronger because of that. But of course he starts getting more aggressive, more shitty, kind of grumpy, and you play as him going through that. And at some point in the game, you switch and you're playing as Miles and you got to stop Peter Parker Venom. And I was like, that's so fucking awesome. Give me that story, baby. Sounds so good.
That just sounds like a normal Venom story. Am I crazy?
Yes, no, but you don't normally play as somebody else.
I'll answer that question first.
I mean, a lot of Venom stories for Spider-Man are like Peter Parker gets the symbiote. He becomes stronger, becomes cooler, whatever. He starts doing crazy dances, and it's kind of cringe.
If they don't have the dance from Spider-Man 3 in this game, I'm gonna be mad.
I was gonna ask. Do you think that means that like once you start getting infected, there's a DDR mini game? we have to just dance on fools.
I just like I remember hearing somebody talk about this. Probably half a year at this point, and I was like, that sounds so cool. That would get me so jazzed for the end boss of the game to be Peter Parker as Miles Morales.
That's like, what it should be, or at least like
cool.
I could see it being like a penultimate boss sort of thing too, where like you fight Peter, you beat him, the symbiote separates and gets into some other thing, and you have to fight him again for like a phase two or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
but either way, that would be cool. For me, that's kind of basic and what I expect, so I kind of want them to do... Although, I guess maybe that's not true. About
I just think a Spider-Man v. Spider-Man is fucking awesome, and I would love to see what Insomniac would make that feel like in a game.
It would make sense for them to do it, especially since that's kind of what the next Spider-Verse movie looks like in a way, too. So
Yeah.
Which is disappointing to me, because like I see that, and then I'm like, well, if I'm doing the same thing in the game, like... All right, cool. I know they're not related, but like,
yeah. I mean, I think you're. I don't want to say you're oversimplifying it, but you know, it, it I'm so fucking excited for
it's gonna be. It's still gonna be good. It sounds like I'm really down on it, but like it's still gonna be really good.
Yeah, I replayed Spider-Man, the Marvel Spider-Man game last. Last summer. Mm-hmm. That game is incredible. It is so damn good.
Yeah, it's really.
So
good.
I am so excited for a sequel.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good. I don't know if this was a Pridge game. I know it was a Zach game, but Star Wars Jedi Survivor?
The first one, so I don't particularly.
Oh, I'm kind of. I guess you're not like. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. The fact. This is such a weird reason to not play a game, and it's not the only reason.
Pridge fucking will not play as a red-haired person.
Looks so boring. He's such a boring-looking character. It turned me off from the game so much. He looks like the most generic-ass loser ever. Please don't put me in an entire space universe and let me play as whitey boring guy. It's so weird.
I feel so bad for the actor, though.
Because it's just
his face. You're not wrong,
Fridge.
I don't know why, but it was so disappointing to me that I just like didn't want to play as fucking Cal Kestis.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. That was, you're not wrong. That was probably the most disappointing part of the
Foyd in the chat, actually, and also Pridge, says, I will eventually play the first Jedi Survivor game, but I don't want to play the second one before the first one. I believe it is this month's PlayStation Plus game, if you have PlayStation Plus.
I think it was last month's.
It's not this month. This month sucks.
This month's like
Mafia, the Definitive Edition, and two other games I don't give a shit about.
Ollie World, Destiny 2.
Ollie
World kicks
ass. Never mind. I won't dunk on that game.
It was like Ollie World, Destiny 2, one of the Destiny 2 expansions, not the one coming up.
Yeah, and then,
and Mafia Definitive Edition.
Yeah. Unless your name is Elise Save Data, then you don't care.
Here's the thing, y'all. Jedi Survivor is probably...
You had a bad experience with
Jedi
this game,
Survivor so. Is the game that I want to be so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted the first game to be so fucking good for me. And just... Around every corner was a bug, a crash, like me getting locked into the end of a boss fight and not being able to finish it. Like, so I had so many technical problems with the first game. And like, on my personal scale, I still gave it a 7. Even though I was, as Zach can probably attest, livid.
I know you're pissed about it.
I was fucking livid. This game plays like the first game and has like equal levels of storytelling and just isn't a buggy fucking mess, I will love this game.
Sorry, I got distracted because we just got a YouTube comment that said, you guys should try Danganronpa, you could make a series out of it. And I don't know if it's serious or not, and that's the problem.
I felt so bad for... If you're in the Twitch chat, please speak up and tell me. I felt so bad for someone coming into our Discord earlier.
Yeah.
It was new, and they're like, where's the Danganronpa series? They're like, they're never going to play it.
I was like, oh yeah, sorry dog. I was just making jokes about it.
We've only mentioned it talking about how we're never doing it.
No, but like honestly, I know that once this game is about to come out, I will be very excited for it. Right now, I don't feel any strong feelings for it. But I will say that the last trailer they showed recently was really good, actually. And I was like,
so good.
And I was like, oh, fuck, okay, I am hyped again for this. Remind me again in a couple of months. So
it looks so good.
It's not too far. It got a 6-week delay. Again, I think Respawn knows this game cannot fucking have bugs, or at least in a major way, when it comes out. Or they will
not
get
like
dumpstered
the first
again.
One. Yeah. Like, if this game has the same bugs as the first one, I will put it down halfway through and never come back to the series. Mm-hmm. Is where I'm at on it. because they were so bad and like sullied what otherwise would have been like a really good experience. Because I think Chris had almost no bugs in his playthrough, and he absolutely fucking loved the game.
Yeah, that's wild for me. I mean, I had nothing nearly as bad as you did, David. But I had a few experiences where I had to like reset the game just because I got stuck in a loop or stuck in a falling animation or fell through a floor, and I was like, okay, like that kind of sucks.
You didn't have a boss fight where it only accepted one input.
Yeah, that is extremely
after
unfortunate.
After 90% of the way through the boss fight.
But like the story is good. The ending of the first game is kind of frustrating, admittedly. But
yeah, it was setting up for a sequel, which is frustrating. Yeah.
For sure. And Star Wars has a lot of good robots. BD-1,
great robot.
Great robot. Star Wars robot. So I'm excited for more of that. Again, Star Wars Metroidvania Souls-like. Boom. I'd even
toss some Mass Effect in there with the crew. Because like that's what really sold me on the first game was like that the crew has a personality and you explore them and they have every single character is great and has depth.
Yeah, the crew is all great.
Which feels like a stupid thing to attribute. Greasy money, baby. That feels like a stupid thing to attribute to Mass Effect, but like, it kind of is.
I get you.
But yeah, I loved the crew in that one. All of them.
Bouncing off of space operas, do we want to talk about Starfield? Oh.
Is Starfield even on my list? It is. Okay.
It doesn't have an official release date. I do think it's going to come out this year.
It's 100% going to come out this year, I think.
Yeah.
100% is bold.
Here's the thing. They delayed Halo a whole year. They could still delay Starfield a whole year, and it would still come out this year.
They already delayed Starfield a whole year.
That's true, too. Yeah. I am... Starfield is a game that I will not buy until I see previews and reviews of it, but I want to be excited for this game. I want for Bethesda to make their own game that I actually care about again in the way that Fallout 3 made me like, whoa, this is the crazy, this is, games can be so much. And I haven't felt that in the same way since Fallout 3, or at least from a Bethesda game.
I was gonna say I can name a game where you
that's a wild statement.
I'll just refrain from this one because I don't. But the best Bethesda game to me is Mid. Fair. They make mid games.
They publish a lot of great stuff no matter what. But I think their development has not. The development studios haven't had like a major hit. I would say for a game that has spoken to me since Fallout 3.
I really liked Skyrim. 4 was not a popular game.
Did Skyrim come out after Fallout 3?
Yes.
I mean,
a tremendously mid game.
Vanilla Skyrim, don't love, but modded Skyrim.
Like, I don't know that it ages well, like, at this point.
Since you modded it, ages great, David.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, vanilla specifically, I don't know that it ages great.
You can have sex with whoever. God.
But just like the vanilla experience, even at the time, was like Bethesda has this. Bethesda jank is a thing, right?
Oh, but absolutely.
For the most part, for me, Bethesda jank is never as frustrating as like when I was playing Jedi Fallen Order, right? Mm. Where it's not usually blocking anything important. It's like, oh, that dude's spinning on a horse. That's funny and weird. Or
that donkey like, just launched into the sky.
Yeah, that donkey got launched by a giant. Or like, oh, that dragon just murdered this whole town. Well, the quest givers are immortal, so like,
right.
So like, it's fine.
The quest givers and the children.
They're immortal, so like, the game's not over anything. Like, they built in. I can't imagine this being intentional, but they built in a bunch of like seemingly weird redundancies where their jank doesn't actually inhibit you from playing the game most of the time. It's weird. It takes you out of the immersion sometimes, but it's usually funny more than anything. So, like, I'd never been all that frustrated by most of the Bethesda jank. It's just mm-hmm. weird. Or there might be a side quest I don't finish where I'm like, okay, that's weird. All right, moving along.
This is a good point, and I want to hear your opinion for it, David. Valance the Derg in the chat says, Bethesda is so known for having ridiculous bugs that they can get away with levels of jank that would get any other game can. I believe in the past, absolutely, I would agree with that. I think this time that they would get in some... They would lose points on their review scores for some of the jank.
I think they would lose sales, more importantly, at this point. Because, like, they're not...
I think they've run out of good grades at being able to get away with jank. Mm. I think the last couple Fallouts...
Yeah,
yeah, 76 especially soured gamers
76.
Yeah, I think they've lost that grace. I think if mm-hmm. Bethesda came out with the jank game, they would actually get pretty beaten up over it.
Yeah, I think they get lambasted at this point. Like, 4 was not horribly janky. Like, it was janky, but it wasn't... I didn't think 4 was that bad. But 4 was divisive in terms of the yes. Fallout community, like, who loved it.
I finished it, and I thought it was still, like, very 7 out of 10.
Yeah, like, I thought I didn't think it was great, but I wasn't on the hate train that other people were. I was like, okay, this was an okay Fallout game. It's probably the least of the 2 or 3 that I've played.
And I just remembered, because I was on the railroad path, yeah. that right? That's the faction, and I got to the last quest of that quest line to get the ending, and it bugged out, and I was like, I could reload a save from like 7 hours ago, or I have 2 more quests to do in one of the other factions and I'll finish the game.
Just do that.
And I was like, I guess I'll do that. But it was like the evil faction, and I was like, this sucks. I don't want to do this
ending.
The endings
weren't that different or good anyway, so like it didn't matter that much. But yeah, it was fine. I still thought it was good. I know, like, the city building stuff turned a lot of people off, but I also know a ton of people that absolutely loved it too. So that's more what I meant about divisive. Like, they added a bunch of stuff that some people hated, some people loved. Whereas 76, just no one liked that game at all at launch.
Yeah, like, 76 was like at launch just had a bunch of like clips of like when Pokemon came out or when Cyberpunk came out, of like, here's a bunch of glitches that are hilarious to watch.
But unlike Pokemon, the core kind of wasn't that great either, from what I hear. So they've changed it might be good now and all that jazz, but like, I think between losing the good graces from 4 to 76, and then also from there being bought by Xbox, I think changes the formula too.
Valance in the chat says it's still better than Mass Effect 2 because Fallout 4 is at least Valance. Fun. You are crazy. You are crazy. Mass Effect 2 is so good. What?
Fucking love that game. I think being owned by Xbox changes it too. Like, I don't think they can release a game as buggy as they used to.
Papa Phil is, especially after Halo kind of shit the bed for them, I think Papa Phil's like, listen,
they laid off 100 people from 343 and are having other studios develop Halo games.
Valance says Mass Effect 2 fucking sucks to the point of being one of the worst games I've ever played. What are you talking about?
Valance,
that's
get cultured.
A crazy take.
Get cultured.
Where were we? Sorry. Starfield. Again. Hopefully this game reviews well, and then I will absolutely be excited to jump in. I think, again, even if there's some jank, to some extent, I will forgive it if it really is as big and expansive as it is. I don't know how much time I'll have to commit to this game.
Not just the expansiveness, though, because that's my main concern. Is there like,
yeah? See, I was worried when they said that there's going to be 1,000 planets to explore. Yes. That means they're just going to be procedurally generated, very repetitive. That's what I fear.
They said the main hubs or towns are all going to be like handcrafted, beautiful, whatever, and then
how many hubs are there? Is this like, what, 3 cool hubs and then 900 procedurally generated repeats?
Hey, there's at least 8 cool hubs in Skyrim, so
So eight. Yeah.
No. I trust them to make more than that, and I trust that a lot of them are going to be like, "Hey, we procedurally generated, and then we went over it with our own hands and folks, like made it look nice."
Every open world you play nowadays, that is how it works.
completely. Yeah.
Literally every single one at this point.
But I think to move on to a different game, because we talked a lot about this.
I mean, we talked for good
reason.
We're
hesitantly excited.
We talked a lot about Starfield for a good reason, in that like Bethesda is renowned but also hated. Like, and this game is no different. In that, like, I'm excited, but I'm gonna need to hear that it's not jank from reviewers. Or if we get a review code.
Sorry, not to.
Oh, I read it. I was waiting to see if you're going to pick it.
Mass Effect 1 is incredible. 3 and Andromeda are decent. And 2 is unbearable? What are you... Did we play the same video games? What? Granted, I have not played any of the other Mass Effect games, so whatever, but...
I'm sorry.
2 is really good.
Did you only play 2 and then knock...
I mean, I played it way late. I played it like 10 years after it came out.
No. I was like, I'm going to play like two hours of this game. That's not why I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at you because you're like, this person says these other games are bad, and you've never played any of the three that they
mentioned. I know. But I know what the internet thinks. The internet hive mind, yeah. How do I only play two? Two's the two. Everyone says two's the best one. You don't have to play one to play two. And I said, okay, I'll check it out. I got it for $5 on Steam. And
that
I
helps,
played
but
it.
You don't have to play one.
And I was like, it's a pretty damn good video game.
It's a good video game.
Thought I was going to play 2 hours and I played the whole thing. So
it's a good video game.
Shout out to that. Moving on.
Is there anything else that we would all be hyped for?
I don't know if there is.
I
can Hollow Knight Silksong.
Hey, here's the thing. I never played Hollow Knight.
Oh, it's pretty damn good.
Hollow Knight. It's a really good game.
I own it. I got it from like PS Plus, so like I have it. Every time I've been like in the mood, I look at how long that game takes, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's a pretty long game." Then I'm like, oh, "Okay, I'm not in for this right now."
Yeah, it is longer, for sure.
I think it's like 30, 40 hours, something like that. Like, it's pretty long. Pretty chunky game.
Sounds about right.
And just like whenever I've been in the mood to play something like Hollow Knight, I'm like, okay, I'm not ready to commit that amount of time to it. So I'll eventually play it. I am hyped for other people to finally get their game, hopefully.
Jason in the chat mentions Advance Wars, which I think is a game all three of us are going to get.
I'd be more hyped if it was a new game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game that I definitely like to pick up. I think it would be fun to do a multiplayer stream of that.
Oh yeah,
with like Fog of War. I think that'd be really cool to see the chat like be like, "Oh shit," you know. But
we'd all just gang up on you and kill you, Zach.
Oh, I would be the first to die for sure, undoubtedly.
But like, I'm down.
No doubt.
I bought two of those Nintendo vouchers with my Nintendo Switch Online thing. Yep, and I picked up Tears of the Kingdom and Advance Wars. So, like, I'll be playing it when it comes out. I'm excited for it, but I'm not going to sing a ton of praises for this game that came out in 2001 and they are just making 3D. So, it's going to be good. If you haven't played Advance Wars, go fucking play it when this thing comes out.
Dude,
I will say that.
Play it so they make more Advance Wars. And not that they stopped making Fire Emblem, but like, you know, give Advance Wars some love, because I like that franchise
just
personally.
Give Advance Wars some love. we don't need to bring Fire Emblem into the conversation
but Intelligent Systems, they're too busy.
If Advance Wars is doing good enough, just hire more people and have two teams that work on one works on
Advance
Wars.
Nah, they can't.
Actually,
they
probably have
that.
Three teams, because I think they already have two on Fire Emblem. But like,
I think that's true. Actually, yeah, they're doing a new one and a remake or a remaster or whatever, you know,
or two new ones recently.
Or two new ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you have not played this game, absolutely pick it up. If you are even remotely interested in strategy games, Advance Wars fucks. The first two games in particular. Which it is the first two games. So, like, It's going to be good, even if the remaster itself turns out to like not be quality enough. Like, the core is still going to be good. You're still going to have a good time.
I'm curious how well Advanced Wars 1 is going to age.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Fridge, because I was like, you know, in my head, I'm so used to there being like 37 units you can build. And in
replaying 2 and Dual Strike that I'm like, oh yeah, there was a first one at first. And
you only have medium tanks is the biggest
thing. I don't remember how good it was.
If you
like 2 and Dual Strike, both in fucking incredible games. Yeah,
incredible.
If you're coming into the series, though, you won't feel
what is good.
You're right. If you're coming in, you won't notice that. But
oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But they're just good games. Love those games. I'm still iffy on the art style, but like overall.
Look how the art style is so fucking fun looking.
Love those games.
I've got one I know me and Pridge are going to be excited for, or at least we've talked about being excited for, and that's Atomic Heart.
We are less than 2 weeks away from Atomic Heart.
So close to it, man.
That's February.
February 21st. It's like 10 days almost, 12. Yeah, whatever. It's so close. I'm actually worried.
I've been seeing some good stuff from people who have had first looks at it.
Okay.
Which is good to see.
Yeah. I am waiting for previews to drop
it's definitely a game where I'm going to want to see. But like, it's not a day one buy for me. It's a day one, let all the review scores run in, and then most likely buy. But yeah, no, overall, it looks like it's going to be a pretty freaking cool game. I like the aesthetic. Looks like it's going to have a good mash of combat with guns and some melee stuff and abilities. And again, a real Bioshock-esque feel to it.
Yeah.
Bioshock in Soviet Russia.
like any time you have a, what's that genre called? Immersive sim, which is such a stupid fucking horrible title for a genre.
Every
immersive sim into my veins like it's a fucking, like it's Adam from Bioshock. Like, I will play them all. I love them. System Shock is coming later this year.
Oh yeah.
I'm like very moderately like whatever, but
is that a remake or is that like a remake reimagining? Okay.
I think it's like very ground up. I don't know if it's quite like Resident Evil 2 levels, but we'll see.
That's a high bar.
yeah, that's an extremely high bar. I get that.
Very high bar.
But I want it to be cool because I went back and played the original System Shock and System Shock 2, and we're like, these are great games. Like, holy shit, the fact that these were made when they were made, like, that's incredible. But like, they're rough around the edges now. Yeah. Like, just play Bioshock instead, or better yet, play Prey. It's the best one. It's so good. It's made by Arkane Studios, who have also making another game coming out this year, Redfall.
Oh, I am uninterested in Redfall.
I
would love for Redfall to be good. Because
that's exactly where I stand.
I think a Left 4 Dead. I think a Left 4 Dead Far Cry hybrid with a lot of co-op potential could be really, 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 really fun. So I have my worries, but I'm really hoping and praying that that's a good game.
Here's the thing: I've heard some people saying that it's less of a Left 4 Dead style thing and more of like a Destiny style thing, a looter shooter.
I've been hearing people say it's Left 4 Dead and Far Cry.
Okay, I'm fine with that too.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
I am glad that that game's going to be on Game Pass and that if we play it for a stream, I won't have to spend money.
Valen says it looks dull, not bad, but just dull. I'm somewhat inclined to agree with you. Most of what this game has shown so far isn't super doing it for me. It comes down largely to I trust Arkane. Every game they've made has been a banger. The worst game they made, in my opinion, was Deathloop, and that game was still pretty damn great.
Ending was bad, but otherwise
good. Ending was trash.
Ending was not good.
Yeah.
Nearly everything else was very good, though.
Yeah. If you ever want to play a game where they get to the end and then like there's clearly a finish line and then there's a cliff to the left and the video game clearly is like, no, this cliff looks better. It just jumps right off. That's Deathloop. That's Deathloop for you.
Didn't they release an update where they tried to like add more to ending?
Yeah, they did.
I wonder how that went.
I didn't hear anything about it, so
yeah.
I mean, there's only so much you can do once the ending has happened. Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
Mass Effect 3 did the same thing. Like, they released an updated ending to give you an extra choice.
You can't put the incest back in the bottle, you know, as they always say.
I didn't know you were talking about 12 minutes.
Babe.
God, spoilers for both those games. Jesus.
Listen, nobody's fucking playing 12 minutes. And also,
I mean, Deathloop. No, because it just recently came to Game Pass. It was PlayStation locked for a while.
Also, you're welcome for spoiling that part of Deathloop, because it really recolors a lot of the context of that game.
It does, actually, yeah. Although it makes you not enjoy the parts that we enjoyed from the start, so it probably is worse.
Yeah.
Somebody
else want to pick a game?
Next week that I'm very excited for? Any guesses?
Next week?
Next Friday. February 17th, we have the best game of all time, Tales of Symphonia, getting remastered and re-released, baby.
David, I love you, but I can't hear you talk about this game again. We all three of us love this game, and we know that you love it the most, but...
I have the game on three different systems. I'm not going to buy it again.
I have it on three, and this will make it a four.
I only have it on two systems, but I'm not going to buy it.
I got the GameCube, I got the PS3, I got the Steam, and now I'm going to have the PS4 probably, or Switch. I haven't decided which one to get yet, but yep, going to play through this game another probably six times on the new system, so I'm excited for that.
Fridge, what about you?
I mean, how are we all feeling about Final Fantasy 16?
Actually pretty hyped for it. I haven't played a mainline Final Fantasy game in a long time, but
yeah, I've not either. It was 12.
Yeah, it was same. It was 12.
Mainline
it was
12. Final Fantasy I played.
Does 7 Remake count?
No.
Okay. Fair.
If 7 Remake does not count, the most recent Final Fantasy I played was 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if 7 Remake counts, then yeah, 7 Remake.
Zach,
nine,
did you
12.
Close the OBS thing?
No, it's a director muted me, and your webcam disappeared. But here, I'll fix it. I just refreshed.
What?
I like this. It's Samus.
Am I in now? Okay, there we go. That was weird.
Yep, I have no idea what the heck happened there, but it's all good.
I'm sure it's just weird OBS ninja fuckery. Also incredible that you have the Metroid Dread art still behind me.
Oh, that was the last image that I used behind you when you had the green screen on save data cast, and
that is so funny.
Just never deleted it. It's still on the scene.
Speaking of Samus, hey, Metroid Prime Remaster, it's pretty good. Feels fun.
I'm probably gonna cave and buy it. I think it's a little too expensive, but I'm still gonna buy it anyway because I can afford it, and it looks really gorgeous.
It's $40.
It's such a good fucking game.
If I get some time in the summer, based on what I'm looking at, like David,
I don't think you're gonna like this game. I really? Love you, but I mean, you didn't like Metroid Dread.
Yeah,
you're a completely different genre of game, though.
Yeah, well, it's just 3D versus 2D, but...
Which makes a pretty substantial difference.
It does. A first-person
3D game versus a Metroid game, yeah?
And I would still say that Prime is better than Dread, But
is there less bullshit?
Yeah, I mean, in the way that you're not, talking,
then no, I'll like it more.
There's no segments where you solely have to run away from something you can't reasonably fight.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll like it more. One, I was gonna say, the thing I hated most about that game was the Emmys. So, like, if those are gone, I probably won't hate it like I did Dread.
There's no insta-death segments.
There's so many of those in Dread. So many.
There are.
Yeah, so they're a little. They were a little frustrating.
I agree with that.
Love that game.
Same.
I do have another one, and Chris isn't here, so he would be mad if none of us mentioned this, and I'm hyped
RuneScape
for this.
RuneScape 5.
Sea of Stars.
Oh yeah, I had that on my list.
Sea of Stars looks fucking rad. If you haven't seen this, it's a JRPG from the people that made The Messenger. It has gorgeous pixel art. What little music we've heard from the trailer is absolutely slaps.
So good.
Combat looks cool, very Chrono Trigger-y. Hopefully with some modern things to make it a little smoother and better.
For sure, for sure.
But like, this game looks absolutely rad. I am very pumped for it. It was, I mentioned this in our Discord, but prior to the Nintendo Direct, the last date we had heard was like December of this year. And then Direct, they said August 29th?
9th.
Yeah, August 29th.
9th, I believe.
So they like moved up by like 3-4 months, which is just... You don't see that much recently.
No, that never happens. So that is pretty cool.
I'm hyped as hell for this game. I think it's going to be... I really liked The Messenger like a lot. I thought that game was really good.
It was very good.
And I'm hyped to see what they do with a JRPG with a cool looking combat system, cool looking characters. This is one of the ones where like they did the Kickstarter and I'm kind of mad I didn't get in on it for the like random bonuses and like early access to like check out this game, because it looks so fucking cool now, and I'm like kicking myself for not backing them early on.
Oh yeah, there's a I forgot the demo's out already.
For Sea of Stars?
Yeah, they put a demo out with it.
Oh shit.
There's a person on Twitter I know who loves fucking Chrono Trigger. And she was like, I played the demo 8 times. And I was like, shut the fuck up. That's way too much.
That's me and Tales of Symphonia.
God. I've got down here a Resident Evil 4. Remaster.
I knew you'd bring it up eventually.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I guess I'm technically the Resident Evil person of Save Data Team.
Which out of seems, any of us, yes.
Which seems wild because like I'm like moderate fan at best. I've played most of them. But hey, 4 is one of, if not the best, Resident Evil games. It has aged surprisingly well already, and to see them redo this, I'm incredibly hyped. Yeah. The one thing I'm worried about is losing some of the campy humor that RE4 has, because it looks like everything people are saying is that this is going more serious. But even if that is the case, like RE2 was so good, and I honestly really dug the tone of 7 and 8 as well. It's so good. It's so good. Drake in the chat says, should I play 2 remake? Yes, you should play 2 remake right now. I'm sure you can find it on sale for like $20 or less. It is, even at $20 for a 4-year-old game at this point, it is super fucking worth it. That game is incredible. It might be 2020. I think it's 2020. So 2. I guess
no. Three. It is 2019. Yeah. It's almost exactly 4 years.
Wow,
that's crazy, man.
I'm so fucking old,
dude. You can't be like I'm old over a 4-year-old game.
No, it's just like that feels like it came out like a year ago.
Yeah, Drake, 2 is incredible. 2 is absolutely amazing. So good. But like the Resident Evil franchise, again, I am not huge into horror. I usually play like 1 horror game a year, maybe 2.
And it's Resident Evil.
and a lot of the times it's Resident Evil. Sometimes it's a what are they called? Supermassive horror game?
Dark Picture.
Yeah, Dark Picture, one of the Dark Pictures games. I do need to make some time to check out the Dead Space remaster, because everyone is like, yo, this is really fucking good. And I love it's doing me Dead some Space.
Real good points on Fantasy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Dead Space is literally just Resident Evil in space. Like, it is the next best horror genre, or, well, not genre, but franchise. And I hesitate to say that because really it's only two great games, and then the third one kind of sucks. But to be fair, Resident Evil has some clunkers in its catalog as well, but
Resident Evil has some fucking bad games from what I've heard.
Just the way it handles survival horror, the way it handles inventory management, the way it handles so many things, especially with this new coat of paint, this new incredibly good game engine that Capcom has, like, fucking, it's such a good game engine. Everything they make on it is like beautiful and fantastic. I'm very excited to see how this turns out. Also this game does like not just the campy humor, but like there is a literal character that is like goofy as fuck looking, and that is his whole fucking gimmick. And I don't know how they're going to translate that into this like darker, serious tone.
I feel like he'll just be goofy as fuck, you know. Like
they did release some footage of him, and it did look interesting. So we'll see.
Is the merchant?
I believe the merchant is not in this. Which was like criminal. Let's see here.
Wait, like not in the trailer or not? Or they said he's not.
I don't think he's gonna be in the game. He's a new merchant. Oh wait. Okay, the merchant exists. It's a different voiceover.
So they got a different voice actor.
Yes.
Oh, that's.
Oh, it's actually voiced by the same guy who's voicing Leon in the remake, which is really funny.
Huh. I mean, that's potentially fine.
I mean, you can do like anybody can do an impression of the Resident Evil 4 merchant.
Oh yeah, no.
So
just like you cannot get rid of the merchant and some of his lines.
Yeah.
Like, it is not the same game without the merchant.
What are you buying? What are you selling?
I'll buy it at a high price.
He's so good. It's so
like,
good.
You have to have those lines in there. Even if, like, they're there more as an Easter egg than the actual, like, lines being said in the game.
I mean,
like, they need to
even,
be there.
Even in 8, the merchant in that game, who was genuinely a good character in his own right, randomly throughout the game would say, "What are you buying?" An old friend of mine used to say that. And I'm like, that's such a good bit.
That's good. That's good.
But I'm hyped for it. I'm very hyped for it. And that's March 24th, so not too far.
Oh yeah, that's a lot sooner than I thought. I thought that was further in the year. Mm-hmm. I wanted to shout out a couple smaller games.
Yeah.
Or at least not super AAA. First one is Gunbrella. Have y'all seen this game?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes,
dude.
It's previews for Gunbrella.
Gunbrella looks red as fuck.
Not to derail this. Does anybody have that on their Fantasy Critic yet? I don't think anybody picked it up, because I thought about picking it up and I was like, well, wait till we get closer to a release.
I thought about it and was like, I'm not confident to put it in
that
my
it comes
roster
out this year
yet.
I agree.
No, I just mean like I have a lot of things that I know are gonna do well, and I'm like, I don't want to pick up that when I'm not like confident. I'm excited, not confident in that game being like really good. Gunbrella looks rad. Y'all look up a trailer. It is a 2D platformer combat thing. Dude has an umbrella. That
with
is a gun. It's great. It is exactly what it says on the fucking box. It's a Gunbrella. It looks hilarious and fantastic. Also, shout out to Replaced, which I think is still planned to come out this year, although I'm iffy on that since the developer's in Belarus.
Yeah.
This
that
is
game
a cool looking,
insanely
narrative,
good.
Cyberpunk-y, 2D, 3D looking game. It looks cool. Again, this is hype without confidence. I'm not confident that game is going to be good, but it looks cool and I'm really excited for it. And another one that is almost assuredly just me who is at all interested in this game, Blue Protocol. looks cool.
It's like
that was the like Tales-ish looking MMO thing. Yeah,
one of the Tales looking ass thing is it's an MMO.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this looks like Tales as fuck.
No,
I remember this one. That's right.
You could tell me this was a Tales game, and I would believe you.
I think they had a trailer in the Game Awards.
I don't play MMOs.
Yeah. I don't generally either.
Pridge plays alone.
Well, they specify online action RPG, which makes me think it's more like a Monster Hunter than an MMO.
Steam, it says MMO a bunch of times. So
Pridge the Lone Wolf.
Those are user defined tags though, so I don't trust those since it's not fucking out yet. And they would say it's an MMO if it was an MMO. Like that doesn't have a stigma anymore. So like I don't know. It looks cool as shit. It looks Tales as fuck. The art looks fantastic. The buildings look fantastic. The combat looks like actiony and fun.
The buildings look fantastic. What a fucking thing to say about it.
The environment. Sorry, I meant environments. I don't know why I said buildings. I know why I said buildings. I was on the screen. I was going through the screenshots on Steam, and it was the city one. And I was like, "These buildings look great." And I said buildings instead of environment. Cool
shit. Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm here with the new Sims 7 Let's Play. These buildings look fantastic.
Yo, if there's a new Sim City this year, I'm in.
There will not. Maxis is fucking dead.
Sim City's dead. The Sims is not dead, but Sim City is definitely dead.
Sims is limping.
They just keep releasing new content and making more money.
You talk to anybody that plays The Sims and they're like, fucking skeleton crew it at whatever the fuck studio is making it.
They're working on 5, dude. So they're not updating 4 that much.
We'll see. We'll see.
Just presuming, like, otherwise, why does the studio exist if it's not working on the next one? But yeah, like, I signed up for the beta immediately when they showed this game. So I'm excited to at least try it. I'm most nervous that it's published by Amazon.
Oh no. I didn't know that.
They do not have a good track record of picking good games to make or publish.
Oh no.
So I'm a little concerned about that, but it's a Bandai Namco joint, so like it's gonna be
Bamco Nandai. That's how I say it.
Bamco. Yeah, I'm excited for that though.
Bridge, you got some hidden gems, Bridge?
Darkest Dungeon 2 will full release by this year. That's obviously something I'm very excited about because Darkest Dungeon is a fantastic game.
Didn't they
announce date recently?
No, I mean, right last night. I don't know if it has an exact. I know it might have an exact date.
I think it does because I commented in the Subpixel Discord. I was like, I thought this game came out already.
Same month as Tears of the Kingdom.
Different crowd, probably.
No, everyone is in the Tears of the Kingdom crowd. May 8th is the
May 8th
for 1.0.
Honestly, I mean, very much excited for that one. You know, looking at Nightingale, I kind of want that to hit alpha. I kind of want that to hit open beta.
Yeah, that trailer looked dope as shit.
To try out, because that one kind of has a cool aesthetic for a co-op survival type game.
No, that one looked fun.
There's some indies from last year that are hopefully getting pushed back to this year, like Thirsty Suitors and Goodbye,
Bye. Thirsty Suitors.
Then again, I mean, plenty of things we don't have any that are most likely not going to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, seeing the battle pass on Suicide Squad has lessened a lot of enthusiasm on that one. That hurt pretty hard.
Yeah.
That it did.
Those are all the big ones.
Is anyone else morbidly curious about Crime Boss Rock A City?
No, not even a little bit.
Morbidly, I think it's gonna be a dumpster fire, but like I'm kind of interested.
I'm curious for the dumpster fire, but it's like how I was curious about the what was their fucking name? Saints Row remaster that came out last year. I'm like, this is gonna be bad.
But that had an established thing, right? It was an established studio with an established franchise. This is just some weird shit that like looks GTA-y, but they hired a bunch of big name actors to do shit in. And I'm just like, there's no way this game's good, but also like it might be.
It could be funny. Yeah. There will be some great compilations that'll come out around this game, and I'll watch those. But I'm not going to dish out money to play it.
If we get a if like Crime Boss is a compilation similar to Final Fantasy, what was that Chaos game?
Final Fantasy
Strangers of Paradise.
Yes.
If we get a compilation similar to that, I'll be happy. It's the compilation for Stranger of Paradise of Jack, I think was the main character's name.
Yeah.
Telling someone that, like, I'm going to kill Chaos, then walking away and turning Limp Bizkit on his fucking iPod.
Can't write that.
Y'all didn't think that wasn't.
Someone did actually write that.
If y'all thought that wasn't the best moment in video games in the past year, if you did not agree with that statement, you are wrong.
I do want someday for us to sit down and watch like the 2-hour cutscene compilation.
Down anytime you want to do it. I think
that would be really that'd be a fun one-off stream. We just sit and watch a YouTube video for 2 hours and laugh.
I am so ready for that. That does remind me, it's 100% not coming this year, but it's technically supposed to. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth Remake Part 2.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even mention it because I think there's so little chance of it coming out this year.
I'm in the same boat.
Like, maybe 10% chance. 10% chance that game hits this year. If it does, y'all, I'm playing the fuck out of that game.
that's a day one. That's a day one purchase for me. Absolutely.
That's a David takes time off from work and plays that game version.
Oh, shit.
That's what I did for the last one.
I was so very happy with how Remake came out.
So good.
I'm absolutely on board for this one.
I know people are gonna be mad that like the story got changed, but I fucking loved it. Like, it's so good.
No, please. It was great.
Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say I love every change, but I think I'm excited to see where they go with this altered story.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. Some of the choices I was like, okay.
Yeah, a little questionable, but I'm overall pretty excited. Yeah.
It's so good
for the story, and then overall super excited for the game itself because it was fun as hell. And I want to see what they do with the other new characters we will obviously meet this round.
I saw Ratleg in the chat talk about Pikmin 4. That is a game that I am excited for. I did not think we would see coming so soon.
I really hope that's a good game because I will definitely pick that up.
Same. Yeah, I've played every Pikmin game. I really do like the franchise. I probably will wait just to see. But I imagine that it'll probably get largely eights, and then I'll be like, all right, cool.
Again, I actually played all the way through one for the first time a couple months ago, and
I love one so much.
I mean, it's an incredible game. I was shocked with how well it ages outside of some incredibly bad camera controls, but that's the GameCube era.
Yeah.
But outside of some incredibly bad camera controls, I was actually, oh, wow, this ages really well. This is still really fun.
I can't believe how bad the cameras were back then, and we were all just, like, cool with it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
These days are so spoiled with their games with working cameras.
Like, cause
whoa, 3D, what? This is crazy.
You know me. Two of my favorite games are, like, Psychonauts and Beyond Good and Evil. The cameras in both those games are fucking horrible.
I was going to say, I'm sure Beyond Good and Evil's camera is fucking trash.
Oh, Beyond Good and Evil's camera is worse than Psychonauts.
Jesus, God.
It's a bad camera. There's another one we didn't mention, probably because none of us believe it's coming out this year, too. Armored Core.
Armored Core, yep. Okay. Dude.
All I want, man, all I want is a truly good mech game. Give me a truly Armored good Core, game baby. Where I get to customize my giant robot and fight people with it.
Pridge, if that's all you want, Armored Core is here for you.
FromSoft, before they started making Dark Souls, made the best customizable mech games. I'm sorry, Mech Warrior, you just weren't as good.
I like the Mech Warrior games, but Armored Core was better.
Armored Core and Pridge, don't forget
Chrome Hounds.
Everyone's favorite Chrome Hounds, which sold zero copies, but it's number one in my heart, baby.
The reality is the truly best mech game is Xenoblade Chronicles X. Obviously.
Is that a mech game? Does that count as a mech game?
Partway through the game, you do get to build your own giant robots and fly around in them.
Okay, shit.
Is that like the primary mechanic, or is it just a side thing?
Oh, no. Once you get the giant robots, you will use them for the vast majority of the game. It also creates some of the best exploration possible once you get the flight module for your robot, and you get this giant RPG world where you can just fly around everywhere.
That's just Tales of Symphonia once you get the rewards, man.
No, because those things...
I'm kidding.
Those things can't launch, like, giant lances of lightning from the sky to, like, one-shot level 70 bosses.
Damn.
Pridge, I had zero interest in playing Xenoblade Chronicles X. Well, because I played like 10-15 hours of Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive last year or year before, whenever that came out. And it just didn't, like, I didn't stick with the combat.
2 years ago, yeah, I think it was 2012. I think it was 2012.
Whatever year that was. I feel old. But you're telling me there's a bunch of giant mechs in that game. I'm a lot more interested in Xenoblade Chronicles X now.
Yeah, you do eventually get giant, or you eventually get your own mechs. They are fun to ride around in.
That is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for Xenoblade Chronicles X now. I want Armored Core 6 real bad.
Yeah, I'm convinced that it's going to be great, and you don't really need to show me much because
I'm just excited to make a non-Dark Souls game
post their success from Dark Souls, and I know that they made the weird VR game that nobody fucking played, but
they made a VR game.
Yeah, it's like you're walking around some sad French boarding school with ghosts or some shit. I couldn't tell you.
Isn't that Bloodborne?
Let me pull it up. Somebody else talk about a different game. I'll pull it up.
Derosine?
Yes.
I should have never heard of this.
Yep, because nobody fucking played it.
PlayStation published it.
Yeah, no, like it came out and it was like a thing, but
a lot of sevens with a 5 from GameSpot and a 68 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
Oh, so close to nice.
I mean, it was the thing where like I was like, well, I have a PlayStation VR, like maybe I'll check it out. And then I was like, no, it's getting a lot of mid-ass.
You know it didn't do well because they didn't port it later.
Yeah.
Like, what a weird ass like genre change from Soft. Like, hey,
so
guys,
wild.
Let's just run out and do this.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so bonkers. They did. Okay, so 2013 was their last Armored Core Verdict Day. And then Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 2, Bloodborne, Monster Hunter Diary? I don't know what the fuck that game is. It's a DS game, apparently. And then Dark Souls, Derosine, however you say that game's name, Sekiro, Elden Ring, and then finally back to Armored Core.
Fires of Rubicon.
I bought the turkey of a game, Deus Ex Machina on the Switch, that's like Armored Core looking, but like anime as hell mech game.
Yeah, I heard that game got really bad reviews.
That game fucking sucked.
Yeah,
and I'm so mad I spent money on it.
Is it that?
No, Deus Ex Machina.
No, it's Deus Ex Machina.
Oh, sorry
Daemon. Daemon Ex Machina.
Yeah.
I'm like, this looks interesting. Then I saw like only bad reviews and said, this isn't interesting anymore.
No, that game sucked. That was probably the worst game I played that year. Like, I did not get far. It was bad. Game was horrible, but it was me trying to get the mech iron or armored core fix. And now I'm just gonna give it to me.
I feel like all of us were talking about we wanted our mech fix, and it really has been so long that I'm excited to to get
it's,
it.
It's been way too
from long. The source.
Like, there's been no Armor Core. There's been no good Gundam games since like the PlayStation 2.
I was gonna say, has there been a good Gundam game?
I don't know if there's ever actually been a good Gundam game.
There's some, for the time anyway, there's some decent ones for PlayStation.
There are some acceptable ones for the time.
What's
that? I played most of them. I don't know if I would call any of them good.
Zach, Journey to Jaburo.
I don't know what you just said to me.
Is a Gundam game. Journey, I think that's the name of the game.
What, sorry, what is, there is a like 80s anime about mechs that can turn from planes to mechs.
Macross?
I don't
Robotech?
Think it's Macross.
Battletech.
Robotech
and Macross are the same thing.
Are they? That's wild.
They're both like weird. The American versions are like weird amalgamations of each other, actually. Mm. They're like cut together. It's fucking weird. I rented a DVD of those forever ago. And was very confused
think,
as an.
Adult. I think the anime is kind of like whatever nowadays because it aged bad.
Robotech
like,
Battlecry is pretty good, hard as fuck.
Yeah,
the game was
Robotech
good.
Battlecry for the Xbox, PlayStation 2, and GameCube.
Yeah,
because I played the good. Shit out of that game.
That's what I was going to talk
about.
I remember
that game being hard. Was that just me?
What was that?
Wasn't that game hard as fuck?
Oh yeah! Oh my god! Okay. It was so damn.
It wasn't
hard.
Just me. Okay, cool.
No, it was insanely difficult. Dark Souls, eat your heart out. This was true difficulty. Probably because it also kind of played like ass.
Yeah.
Dark Souls, so.
Who needs to sleep since G Gundam? Clearly, we can't start talking about G Gundam again. Someday.
Why wasn't there a G Gundam game?
G Gundam tier list.
Oh, that's actually a better idea. I was gonna say one of us should rewatch G Gundam and give us the G Gundam lore. And
I'd do it.
You don't have to tell me twice that I'll watch G Gundam any day of the week.
Yeah, you don't need to twist my arm for that. G Gundam is hilariously good and bad.
We'll do that.
It's such a combination of like, okay, this kind of slaps, but holy shit, the stereotyping is just awful.
It's really bad.
But otherwise, the series kind of slaps.
The series is so good and yet also very racist.
And I'll do our giant 10-hour One Piece lore deep dive, and we'll be good.
Oh my god,
it's gonna take that long.
The show is like 1,000 episodes.
And I just got past. No, I'm not. I'm at episode 903. So
I'm at 460 something.
Hey,
I read.
I've been.
I read all the way to Wano, and then I was like, I'll start watching Wano.
Not to bring up this game again, but I've been watching One Piece on the TV while playing Tales of Symphonia on my Steam Deck.
Jesus God, David. I would ask you to go to therapy.
Oh, I had that today.
Yeah,
it's Thursday. It's therapy day, baby.
What else do I have on here? Oh, coming around the corner. I'm excited for Yakuza Ishin. I never played the original.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a remake, to be honest with you, until I think like a month ago. Somebody in either a Twitch chat or maybe Chris said it, or maybe Wes said it. I can't remember who. And I was like, wait, it's a remake?
It's a remake of a game that didn't get a worldwide release.
Or a port. Hey, listen, if the trailers look badass, I'm excited to play Yakuza after getting into it with Like a Dragon. I know that this is going to be a beat 'em up instead, but
I'm a sucker for a samurai game. I'm playing.
Yeah, I mean, in one of the trailers, he cut a bullet in half, and I was like, well, that's just about it for me. I have to buy this game now. If you cut a bullet in half with a sword, that does it for me.
That's all it takes.
Zach, you watched Rurouni Kenshin the anime yet?
I watched it forever ago.
Okay. He cuts a bullet with a sword. That's all. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I asked.
So they just put out today. It's verified for running well on Steam Deck, and I'm like, oh well, shit.
Okay.
Get it on Steam, play on stream, and then I can play it at home. Wonderful Studios, Chew Timbits, asking about the new Layton game. I'm excited for it. It's definitely not coming this year.
Or they would have said so, yeah.
But I
do find that highly unlikely. We literally saw like 5 seconds of like Layton's back in the city, so I feel like that still means it's a long way away. It will not be a long way away, but
I'd say probably next year based on.
Yeah, yeah. That's little enough information that I don't think it's 2023.
Yep. Can't believe that was shown off. Like,
period. I can't believe that and Ghost Trick happened in the same Nintendo Direct.
Like, it genuinely, we joked about it, but it was like, this was like so narrow cast towards us really and like was. The content we create, like, that was wild.
I just, as like a gut check, I listened to a couple other like groups' reactions to the Direct, and they're like, yeah, it was like fine, it had some highs, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, it was typecast to our exact audience.
That's what, yeah, I was shocked because some people were like, this was an okay Direct, and I was like, fuck you, this had me so high.
Layton, what are you talking about? Okay.
It makes me, honestly, it makes me sad that we played Ghost Trick, because I would love to force us to play it with the remaster.
Zach, hear me out.
Yeah.
What if we get different save data people to play this one?
Straight up, somebody left a comment on the YouTube video saying, I would like to see this replay, the remaster replay by y'all. It could be different people. And I was like, okay.
We can double dip. Like, that's we can double dip on that content.
Whoever plays it have to meet at a wedding and do the panic dance, though.
That's
Chris's
true.
Wedding. Is coming.
It's an obligation.
if we play it before
somehow
Chris's
find a way
wedding.
To all be invited.
Oh
to the
my
same
god!
Wedding.
Yeah, we all do it. Chris's wedding. Holy shit! That's good. That's really good.
Chris and Vic wedding's happening. Sometime in the relative near future, if they're getting ready to send save the dates.
No, it's 2 years from now.
Oh, that's a long time for save the
date
cards.
Know.
Okay.
I know. I can't even get excited about this wedding yet. And I'm officiating it, so there you go.
Maybe the first wedding I've been to in a long time. Folks, I think we covered the games we're excited for, unless y'all have something else real quick.
Two quick shout-outs. Lies of P.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
do I think
it's
actually going to be great? I think it's going to be okay, but I'm excited for it.
You think
I want
it's
going to
be better than what was that game, Mortal Shell or whatever, the other Souls copy?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Also, game of the year 2023, Power.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
Wait, well, is that the Pokemon game with guns?
With
that's
guns.
The Pokemon with guns, baby.
Is that coming this year?
We presume.
We've
seen
so.
Trailers of it for like 2 years, so.
Because okay.
I don't know.
If that game is cheap, I'll play that trash fire.
I mean. Yeah,
that game's not going to be good, but it's going to be funny as hell.
Oh, man, I can't.
I can ride
wait.
A Pokemon and shoot things.
Like, literally liberate a factory run by Pokemon with, like, whips and chains. It's fucking, like, everything about this game is, like, the tonal whiplash is wild.
It's a cute little rat creature. It has a machine gun.
Yeah, it's so wild. It's so
and you
wild.
Can shoot it back.
Beck shouts out the Power Wash Sim DLC set in Midgar, which is actually
it looks
incredible.
Bad. Like, that's incredible.
It's incredible. Like,
absolutely
what a great
funny.
Crossover joke.
Top tier crossover.
It looks very rad. Is Mina the Hairwear coming out this year? Did they say anything?
I don't think it has a confirmed
date. That has
date.
Like a November. That has like a December release date, which means really? Even the slightest delay is going to knock it to next year. Ooh. But at the same time, if you plan your release date that far away, you might have some confidence on it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it does have a date of December. Fuck.
Yeah. So
then
that's
I'm not
like,
confident that comes out this year.
Yeah, they feel confident, but that means only like one little thing has to go wrong, and you're going to get pushed out of 2023.
Love Yacht Club games. I'm pretty sure they've delayed every single game they've ever released. So.
Why would this one be any different?
Yeah.
But that, like, I have not played Shovel Knight, but Mina the Harrower looks really good.
It does look
very good. I can see why a lot of people are excited for it.
Sibylla shouts out the new Kirby game. Absolutely. Very excited for that. It's actually a remake of a good Kirby game, so. Not the super bad Kirby games, but like it's a Kirby game that I'm like, yes, I fuck with that Kirby
there's
game.
A lot of garbageware Kirby games from Vienna. Not mainline Kirby games.
In the modern day, Yes. There's like three Kirby games a year, and I'm like, how much work y'all putting into these?
Shovelware, I gotta that's know. The word I was looking for. I said garbageware. Shovelware.
Cyberpunk. I am excited for that. I'm gonna wait to see what it reviews at, but yeah.
Last one and Diablo.
And Diablo 4. I'm actually pretty hyped that I think with all the preview coverage that's kind of come in, people are saying like this is a return to form for the people who like Diablo 2. Which, guess what, baby? That's me. I thought Diablo 3 was okay. I thought it was okay at launch, and then I came back a little bit later, but never after they had like already ported it to consoles, and that was like when it really received its kind of flowers, I think. But Diablo 2, man, I sank so many hours into that game. I've spent hours trying to give in save data team to play Diablo 2, and that never happened. But it makes me sad because I want to play this game and have a great time with it. I don't think it's going to work just in the fact that I don't think I'll have friends who will play Diablo 4 with me. But
look, Zach, if it's really, really good, I'll play Diablo 4 with you.
All right, thank you, Bridge. I appreciate that. Otherwise, I'm so excited for this.
I'm trying to remember if I've played most of 2 or 3. I don't remember. I played a large number of the Diablo games. They're fun. Also, I mean, I love. I also played a lot of Torchlight 2, which is an incredibly similar game.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's made by the same guys.
I do enjoy those games if you have friends to play them with.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Sin Duality and Stellar Blade.
I've never heard of whatever the fuck that is.
No, you did because they both got teased at Game Awards.
Okay. Bridge, when's Honey Pop 3 coming?
Dude, if there's news on it, I'll be the first to tell you.
Oh, I remember seeing Sin Duality. I am not excited for that game. Sorry, Bridge.
I'm just curious. Sin
Duality. Oh, wait. I shouldn't. Listen to that trailer in case there's music and chat will hear it. So I'm not gonna watch that right now on the site.
The artwork I'm seeing looks awesome, but I don't
know. The artwork looks cool. But I just what they showed of the game itself, I was like, this isn't for me. Nothing bad on
it. Wow, I did not expect that anime girl voice to come through though.
Incredible. The only other one I wanted to bring up is one I'm kind of surprised Pridge didn't mention. Goodbye Volcano High.
He did.
He did, actually.
You did? When did you mention that?
When I was talking when I said Thirsty Suit is in Goodbye Volcano High, two indies that got knocked out of last year into this year.
I guess I just only heard Thirsty Suitors and just ignored the rest, my bad.
That's fair. Both of those games should hopefully be coming out this year. And
did any of us play the Thirsty Suitors demo?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, snap. Was it good? You liked it?
Yeah, I mean, it was relatively short, but I mean, I was laughing through a good chunk of it.
If a video game can actually make you laugh, that's impressive.
I had to use thirsty attacks to exploit some dude's thirst in order to beat him. So I was absolutely laughing for the vast majority of it.
Mm.
I think it's got the potential to have some really fun style along with some good writing hidden underneath the comedy.
I think I mentioned this during one of our streams, but I'm really excited for eventual news on Knuckle Sandwich. It's an indie game made by one person.
I believe you mean Angryfoot.
I think you mentioned it after Angryfoot, and I thought it was a joke.
No. This is a real game called Knuckle Sandwich. Great title for a game. And it's you know, pixel art. Top down RP. It's very much like a Mario RPG.
Looks like someone's absolutely trying to do Undertale, but not Undertale.
But the mini games are more like WarioWare mini games.
This does not do it for me.
Fair. I played it at PAX 3 years ago now, and I was like, this is fucking hot. This is my shit. And I can't believe it's not out yet, but video games do be hard.
And you never know with indie games too how much people are like full-time working on it,
right,
or
right,
a full-time job and this is a weekend project type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Heck yeah. Well, folks,
that's it.
Out in the audience, in the live chat, and on YouTube or on the podcast services, shoot us a review, a comment, whatever. Let us know what you are hyped for this year, especially if it's something we didn't mention, because I'm always open to hearing about new games that I don't know about, especially indies, because we miss them all the time. So let us know what you're looking forward to and why, so that we can check them out and maybe talk about them. Maybe we'll play them, talk about them on podcasts or stream them. Who knows? So let us know what you're excited for. Tell us if, you know, we're excited for something that's garbage. That's fine.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fine. I know no one else is going to want Tales of Symphonia remastered, but it's my baby, all right? but until next time, have a great rest of your day, y'all. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.